This is SA-News.com. Then five armed blacks strike. A young dad of six dies in hospital after he was shot six times in a home invasion. Police had barely left when there were armed black attackers in their kitchen. Either the terrorists are not afraid of the police or the police are complicit. Gerald van Jaarsveld, aged 32, was shot six times by black attackers during a house invasion in Brakpan on 29 July 2021. He then fought bravely for his life for 2 weeks in the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, but lost his battle for survival and died at the hospital on Saturday morning, August 14, after contracting an infection in the hospital. Sadly, this was nothing new. We are experiencing a silent genocide disguised as ordinary crime or poor service delivery. Gerald was shot once in the stomach and five times in his right leg during the house robbery, and his fiancée, Kathleen van Wyk, was also shot in the stomach but was discharged after 4 days in hospital. Kathleen told Network 24 that she and Gerald heard noises in the yard around 3 o'clock in the morning on July 29th, after which they called the police. The police came, looked around and saw nothing and then drove off again. Shortly afterwards, Kathleen went to the kitchen at 5 a.m. and walked into a black terrorist who had just climbed through the kitchen window. There were a total of five black terrorists, according to Kathleen, all armed with firearms. Two were waiting outside and three were inside the house. Of course, this tactic indicates of a well-planned attack. The terrorists demanded the family's money and jewelry and shot Gerald immediately when he arrived in the kitchen and he collapsed on the spot. Kathleen was hit in the stomach herself. All she could think about was protecting the couple's six children. Fortunately, the children and Kathleen's godparents, who also lived in the house, were not injured. In hospital, Gerald developed sepsis in his wounds, and his blood pressure was very low during his hospitalization. His organs gave in over time, after which he lost his battle for survival. The family is now struggling financially because Gerald was the sole breadwinner as an electrician who worked for himself. It is for that reason that Sonika Hihu, Gerald's sister, started a crowdfunding campaign for the family on Backer Buddy. Hopefully our people will be able to come together and help this family in need. The attackers stole everyday electronic equipment such as a laptop, TV, cell phones and jewelry, and then fled in the family's Kia Picanto. Six children, their mother and two elderly people are now without an income, because these black terrorists see it as their right to attack and rob white people. Of Gutu's value will be consumed in several days. No arrest has been made in the connection with the case. It is extremely important that the white minority should realize that these attacks can happen to any of us at any time. It is not just farmers who are being attacked, so we need to start developing strategies for our own survival. Implement adequate security measures and get to know your neighbors properly so that we can fight together to keep attackers out of neighborhoods. Neighborhood watches such as AfriForum's national network of neighborhood watches are extremely important, so please join immediately. We cannot let our families down. Our chances of survival are going to be better if we better prepare and organize. There is a definite onslaught against us, and only those who are voluntarily blind will not want to see it. The white minority is widely seen amongst the so-called our people as criminals and legitimate targets to be attacked and robbed, and they do not care whether they kill or injure us in the process. The liberal ideologies of tolerance and generosity are not going to get us out of this mess, because it is precisely these liberal ideologies that have landed us here. The best chance of survival is to realize that we as white minority will have to rely on each other, and that is why we must live in the areas where the densest possible concentration of our own people are. For more stories challenging mainstream news headlines, visit sa-news.com.